Okay, this module is going to be really fun. This is Jen Verheeren of Cadence Coaching. When it comes to the physical aspects of riding, we most often think of things like strength and suppleness and stamina. It's easy to see and feel how these contribute to our being able to stay balanced and effective in the saddle. These athletic aspects of riding are, of course, important, but there's a vital component to the physical aspect of riding that we tend to completely overlook. The physiological. How our nervous system responds to stimulus plays a huge role in how we function, interact, and perform. The activation level of your nervous system can determine whether or not you're able to stay focused and utilize your mental and emotional intelligences. For our purposes here, we're going to call this aspect embodied riding. Embodied riding refers to the ability of your body to be a safe, fully functioning vessel for your experiences, your emotions, and your thoughts. When you're embodied, you're open to new experiences, able to connect with your horse, and engage with your environment. You're able to focus, get your body to do what you want it to, and ride to the edges of your comfort zone. You're clear about what you can athletically and emotionally handle, and you don't overface yourself. If you're disembodied, you might have trouble staying focused. You might feel vulnerable to your emotions, and you might feel like you can't handle them. You may not be able to get your body to do what you want or experience stiffness or tingling in your limbs. You might feel constantly discouraged or overfaced, often listening to others in order to decide what you should or shouldn't do instead of trusting yourself. You might feel disconnected from your horse because it takes so much energy to manage your emotions. You might have trouble following directions or paying attention to things outside your own experience. You might feel like you swing between anxiety and exhaustion with not much in between. You might get easily hijacked by stressful things during the day and be unable to calm down or recover from them in order to be present with your horse. All of these are the result of your nervous system not operating optimally. I want to review briefly the mental and emotional aspects of performance that we've already been exploring before we dive into the physiological. Mindset mastery is the ability to be intentional about your thoughts. It means that you have the capacity to train your brain and therefore impact your emotions. Mindset mastery refers to your being empowered to direct your thoughts rather than be at the mercy of them. The mindset mastery tools that we practice in the performance project include mantras, mental rehearsal, having a power persona, rejiggering your inner critic, inner coach conversations, having rituals, and perspective shifts around fear and how we interpret it. Visioning, powerful goal setting, and strategic planning are also important in the mental aspects of riding. These are all tools that can transform the way you ride, but they represent just one dimension of performance. Emotional suppleness is the ability to process emotion efficiently in your body so that you can act according to your goals and values instead of your transient feelings. It's the ability to feel what you feel genuinely and completely in order to allow your emotions to move through you in a wave instead of getting stuck and causing trouble. Emotional suppleness is what allows you to recover from setbacks, to leverage your nerves, and dig in instead of freezing. It allows us to be more simpatico with our horses because they are mostly emotionally supple. We've talked about using the fear scale to help you become the observer of your emotions rather than the judger. And we've talked about how to use the four-step NLP exercise of naming, locating, describing, and breathing through your emotions in order to allow them to move. We've also identified the setback cycle in order to help you recover more gracefully from setbacks and disappointments. So now, this month, we're going to dig into the physiological aspect of performance. In this module of the Performance Project, you will gain an understanding of how your nervous system works. You may recognize some patterns you have that you've not necessarily been able to change through mindset mastery or emotional suppleness. You'll learn a bunch of ways that you can improve the ability of your nervous system to stay regulated and help you rather than hinder you while you're in the saddle and in the rest of your life. The human nervous system is made up of a collection of nerves that transmit signals between different parts of the body. It's basically the body's electrical wiring. Your nervous system is in charge of receiving information about your environment and then generating responses to that information. Your nervous system responds both to external stimuli, but also to internally generated stimuli. And this means that it responds to things that happen in time and space, but it also responds to the things you think. For riders, this is so important. When we're riding, this complex system of nerves is constantly sensing and responding while we are at the same time riding a 1,200-pound animal who also has a nervous system that is constantly sensing and responding. This is a sensitive, ever-changing system that, when it works well, allows us to function sympathetically and effectively in harmony with our horses. When it's not working, though, when our nervous system gets stuck in either high or low gear, or it becomes overly sensitive or sluggish, we have problems. We most often try to solve these problems by improving our technical skills or pushing through our fear or trying to talk ourselves out of anxiety. We take more lessons, we say our mantras with more gusto, and we go for all those gold stars. But if our nervous system is not functioning optimally, we might have some limited success, but we're still going to feel like we're not where we want to be. I've become more interested in this topic recently because I've noticed that some riders I work with do all the things. They do all their homework and try really, really hard at all the mental and emotional aspects of riding. But sometimes they're just going through the motions. They're not slowing down. They're not allowing the work to sink into their bodies. They are, at least on some level, remaining disembodied because their nervous system is still operating in a way that is not allowing them to achieve the level of confidence, presence, and connection that they crave. This module consists of a basic description of how the human nervous system is supposed to work and what can happen when it's not working properly. Then, a bunch of science-backed ideas for how you can get it working better. These are meant to be ideas you can experiment with and try. Do not feel like you have to do them all. This is also just the tip of the iceberg in terms of tools that are available to us to become more confident and present while riding.